gezelschap Quarantine, oorspronkelijk uit Manchester, nu Salford, UK, maakt bijzonder theater. En daarom mochten ze van Mark Yeoman ook dit jaar terugkomen met een ontroerende voorstelling. Vorig jaar stonden ze hier met Susan en Darren. En nu zijn de technici van die voorstelling terug met een voorstelling waar ze zelf in spelen. In de machinefabriek staan ze tot en met morgen met, zoals het in de gids staat omschreven, krachtig, ontroerend theater met hier en daar een dansje. Richard Gregory, welcome to Get Chair, please. Richard, Quarantine makes theater, which is based on the idea that behind every face that you see in the street, everybody here in this Spiegel tent, behind every person is a complete world, a beautiful story, something interesting that is worth making theater of.
I think so. We might find someone here tonight.
You might.
Maybe.
Yeah. Ik heb steeds het gevoel dat ik die gastmicrofoon slecht hoor, maar je krijgt ze wel binnen, Bas? Ja hoor, ja, ik niks. It's all right. Yeah. I thought your mic was off. Yeah, well, misschien vindt hij vanavond iemand in de zaal. And then imagine you find someone, and then what might
How
you go and
start?
Do?
We spend a lot of time getting to know people, I think. Sometimes a couple of years. So with Susan and Darren, who were here last year, I've known them since 15 years, something like that. So we've made a relationship over a very long time. And this piece that we have this year entitled... The technicians that are in the piece, they're our regular technicians. They're the normal technicians on all of our performances, so we know them very well as well, so we spend a lot of time getting to know them.
So what makes it even more special is that behind every person, behind every face, there's a story, but you don't look for actors to play that story. You want these people, amateur players, sometimes, you want them to play themselves in your theatre.
Yeah, so the stories that you hear, the life that's exposed on the stage, it's their real stories, their real life.
Entitled, you're playing that tonight and tomorrow in the Machinefabriek here in Groningen, not in the park. Three technicians. And three dancers.
Three dancers and the writer of the piece is also in it.
And he is really the writer of the piece?
She's really the writer. She was in fact the writer of Susan and Darren as well.
Uh-huh.
So we know her well too.
And you decided to put these people together on stage. But then what happens?
A lot of this show links back to Susan and Darren. When we've toured Susan and Darren a lot now, it's performed almost 100 times all around Europe. And when I see it on tour in theatre, we have this. I don't know what the word is in Dutch, but in England we call it a get in and a get out. So when you put the show into a theatre, and you have all this care and attention, all the detail of all the things that you put in, and then at the end of the show, you just rip it out as quickly as possible so that the technicians can get to the bar. and I watch this process. So I've been part of the process of making the thing. And you invest a lot of energy and a lot of thought and care. And then you get it out as fast as possible. And there was something about watching that process with Susan and Darren, watching that over and over again. There's something very beautiful about it, about the kind of choreography that technicians have in making this thing happen. I guess it happens in here when you
carefully, technicians. We like to make fun of them.
Yeah.
So,
but when you set this up, this is something that is hidden to us most of the time.
Yes, true.
In our experience of theatre, in our experience of life, there's lots of stuff that goes on that is hidden to us. And I think our work generally is interested in those things that are usually hidden to everyday experience.
And in Entitled, you try to visualize that so that we can see it.
We start in an empty space. So in Machinefabriek, we clear the whole space out. We start with a completely empty theatre space, stripped back to the walls. And then during the course of the show, the set, the sound equipment, the lights all get put in. But before the show finishes, they're ripped out. So the whole thing happens.
The whole
in the
get
space.
In and get out is happens part of the space. We have a little... It's a teaser, it's a trailer, I suppose. Shall we have a look, een klein stukje op video van Entitled?
Zet hem even wat verder op, hoor.
Zet je hem even wat verder op?
Ja, dan heb je meteen een leuk ietsje.
Oh, he's gonna search a special point in your trailer. Oh, schoenen.
Heb je toch nog heel veel tekst, hè?
Oh, we can keep moving, keep it, looking at the movie, but maybe we can take the sound a little back so then we can talk about it. The dancers are doing their performance, I presume.
The dancers, for at least one of the dancers is no longer a dancer. He was a dancer until he was 30. Now he's 40. He hasn't danced for 10 years. So now he's in the performance. He talks about when he used to be a dancer. One of the dancers is now 40 and has danced since she was about 5 years old. But is obviously, at the moment, thinking about what it will be not to be a dancer anymore.
Because they stop when they're still young.
There's a point when you can't do the same thing anymore. So I guess a lot of the show is about thinking about our past and our future, and the get in and the get out helps us to do that.
In de machinefabriek, vanavond nog om 8:30 en morgenavond om 8:30, entitled van Quarantine, but very shortly, you have another thing in the park as well.
Yeah, just that way.
Somewhere there. It's there. Op het kruispunt hier naast die IKEA tent, zeg maar. Daar, there's a container.
Mm. In a container just down the path in the park, there's another piece called The Soldier's Song, which is a kind of karaoke booth. You enter into the container and you have the opportunity, if you choose, to sing a song with a video of a currently serving British soldier. These are soldiers who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan. And my partner in quarantine, Rennie O'Shea, spent 2 years working with soldiers and finding out songs that they wanted to sing. And you have a little moment of a very personal encounter. Again, I guess with people that normally for most of us, we don't meet these people. We know they exist, and in Britain we know that they fight in our name, but we don't get to meet them.
And now you can see them singing their favorite duet and you sing along.
Yeah, sing along.
You karaoke along. I've been in there. Ik heb er heel even gekeken vanmiddag. Bijzonder leuk, maar ook ontroerend om mee te maken. Dus gaat u niet naar de machinefabriek, ga dan in elk geval even hier met een Britse soldaat een duetje zingen. Thank you very much, Richard Gregory, Quarantine.
Cheers.